Anuradhi.
Yeah, hi, Anuradhi. My name is Amrita. We talked yesterday. I hope you remember.
Oh yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, so is this the right time to talk to you?
Yeah, sure. You can.
Yeah, so as I have briefed about my company yesterday and about what they are working on, they are working on satellite flight panel in the market. So the purpose of this call is to understand the market scenarios in the current situation and what are the future prospects of this market. So we are doing this study on a global basis. So in this regard, I have two questions. So, can you please briefly tell us about Kai Meta and its technology, and what are the recent and ongoing developments that Kai Meta is engaging into?
So the company was formed in 2012, and it took us nearly 5 years to develop the first commercial sonar, which is the U-7 sonar. And then, based on the feedback we received from the U-7 terminal, we developed the second generation terminal, which is the basis for all our terminals today, which is what is called the U-8. And the terminal works both on the GEO and the LEO satellites. And it's an electronically steered metamaterial based antenna.
Okay. So, as you talked about the metamaterial, so is this the proprietary technology of Kai Meta?
It is a proprietary technology of Kai Meta. We hold all the IP rights for this, and all our antennas are based on this, this particular particular technology.
Okay, so how do this unique characteristics of metamaterial that Kai Meta use make them ideal for antenna applications, and in what ways can their incorporation enable the creation of a novel antenna designs and functions?
So basically, you know, with the help of the metamaterials, our power consumption is typically very low. You know, we're talking about less than 30 to 40 watts of power. Traditional antennas, flat panel antennas, they normally require 500 to 1,000 watts of power just for the antenna itself. You know, the antenna itself requires a very low power consumption, which is why it makes it ideal for us to be used on cars, on boats, at various places where the power requirements are very limited. You know, so that makes it quite unique in terms of the market. That other antennas that are in the market. Actually, there are not that many flat panel antennas that are in the market, to be honest.
Okay. So, how many antennas are there, according to you, have been manufactured in 2022?
By Kai Meta?
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number because that is a I won't allow to tell you the number.
Okay, no issues.
But we're talking in the region of 1,000. We're talking in the region of 1,000, a 4-digit number.
Okay. So, globally, if we talk about, there are several different companies are also there that are developing their flat panel antennas. So, what is the actual, the global number, if we talk about, that has been manufactured in 2022? A rough estimate would...
In 2022, apart from us, there are not that many flat panel antenna manufacturers. There are companies that are coming up with the flat panel antennas, but not that many are there. I mean, I don't take Starlink into account, because Starlink is they are just a complete integrated company, so they do their satellites everything on their own. So, you know, Starlink, and we also have a flat panel antenna, so I don't take Starlink as a vendor competition with us, because it's a complete integrated, vertically integrated world of their own. If I just talk about hardware manufacturers that do flat panel antennas, we are the only ones that are commercially available. Rest of them are still on their design phase.
Okay. So, there are various different applications are there where we can use this flat panel antenna. So, Kai Meta's flat panel can be used in which kind of applications? Like, there are applications such as aviation, oil and gas, maritime.
Anything that requires motion, Our antennas can be used for that application. There is no limitation on what speed and various things that our antenna can handle. The only thing that we cannot be, we do not have at the moment is antennas for the aircraft. But anything else apart from that, our antennas can work.
Okay, so like, why not aircraft? Like, is there any specific challenge
it's not the technology. It is the certification process of the putting antennas on the aircraft. That's a very long process. And each aircraft, it has to be certified for that antenna. You know, you can't have a blanket certificate for everything. If you do a Airbus 320, then that is only for Airbus 320 that is applicable. You cannot use the same certification that putting for A320 to Airbus A380. So they are all different certifications. And this certification takes months or sometimes years to get it. So that is why we are not looking into it at the moment.
Okay, so like, how can SkyMeta ensure that this flat panel antennas are compliant with the relevant regulations and standards such as FCC and ITU guidelines?
So we give them the data based on our analysis. They analyze those data, and if they think that our antenna complies within their marks, they give us the compliance certificate. I mean, all our antennas are ITU and FCC certified anyway. We just provide the necessary regulatory body with all the necessary data. If there is anything that they are not satisfied with the data and ask us, we do tests or do additional tests. We do it for them and to get the certification done. This is the same regulatory approval process that we follow.
Okay, so as SkyMeta is working on the metamaterials, so is there any specific guidelines or the challenge that has been faced by the company due to this metamaterials that SkyMeta is specifically using?
No, we don't have any challenge because with the material that we picked for our antenna technology are widely used in the display industry. So there is no shortage of any materials or anything in that respect. It's just a choice of decision what materials we want to use. And we picked materials that are used in the display industry.
Okay. So like, as we talked about the application as well, so which of the application, which one requires the most expensive antenna, if we talk about aviation or maritime or oil and gas?
So obviously, aviation and DoD are the two ones that require more expensive antenna. Their certification process is more stringent. And that's why if you look into the price of an aviation antenna or a military antenna, mil grade antenna, they are more expensive than a commercial grade antenna.
Okay. So can you provide any specific range for the price of these military antennas or the other antennas?
Anything between $80,000 to $150,000
these
antennas
would
be. Okay. So that is because depending on what configuration you choose.
Okay. Configurations, I don't have any idea.
Like what modems you are choosing, subscriptions, even the color is a big factor as well. The color takes a longer time as well. If you're choosing a tan color or a green color or a desert yellow, so those are also taken into account because those take a long time to do.
Okay. So as we talk about the there are several factors that are driving this market, the growth of this market, growing demand for the satellite based communication or the advancement in the proprietary manufacturing technologies as SkyMeta, such as using the metamaterials or the liquid crystal technology, or there are several different other driving factors like rising demand for the high speed wireless connectivity. So what are your views on these driving factors? factors, or is there any more driving factor according to you which I am missing out?
No, obviously the main driving factor is people's constant use of data, you know, high throughput data and applications that needs more and more faster speed. So obviously, you know, this is what driving the industry, driving the whole connectivity scenario. You know, we were geo antennas, now we moved into LEO antenna. We have geo connectivity solutions. Now we are moving into LEO connectivity solutions because people want more bandwidth. So these are all the, you know, the driving factors that the applications that the customers are running, and it's more higher throughput, more low latency, that sort of things that is causing the technology improvement.
Okay. So coming to my very last question. So as per our analysis, we have given a certain percentages to every region based on their penetration in the satellite flat panel antenna market. So we have given North America to 32 to 33%. For Europe, we have given 29 to 31%. For Asia Pacific, we have given 24 to 26%. And for the rest of the world, there is 10 to 15%. So what are your views on these percentages?
I think those views are correct. Because obviously rest of the world is a very different breed of fish. And then obviously the main factor for the rest of the world drives is the economy. You know, you can't have a $1,000 antenna in Africa, where people probably earn $1,000 as a gross salary for the whole year. You need to come up with a solution that is that can address the socio-economic market, which is why I think the North America, Europe market can afford an antenna that is higher cost price than the rest of the world. They're looking for unique solutions which are cheaper to use.
Okay. Yeah, so just one last question. So we have tracked around 45 to 50 companies, those who are manufacturing satellite flat panel antennas worldwide. So according to you, there can be more companies, or is this the right number of the companies?
I am a bit surprised at hearing that 40 to 50 companies are manufacturing flat panel antennas. Viewpoint of the market that is manufacturing flat panel antennas are no more than a dozen. If there is another 38 companies that are manufacturing flat panel antennas, then obviously I never heard of them, or they are still in their development phase.
Yes, they are in the, whether they are developing or they have come up with the idea of developing flat panel antennas. Okay. So thank you so much for answering all my questions. I'm done with all my questions, and it was really nice connecting with you. Thank you so much. Your insights are really helpful for me.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.